Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
And he is a lying fucking cunt. I've had to listen to this dickhead, who's my boss.
Hi, how you doing?
Rant about fucking the bullshit JJ Stoner pulls out of his fucking ass to the point where I'm fucking sick of it. Now he's involved for me. The guy can fucking run under a bus and die. And I will shed a fucking tear. He is a useless, worthless cunt.
Now that I got you on the line, you're actually listening, and we're being, like, you know, for real now. All right, I haven't listened in a while, and Saturday was the first time I did. When did you get a new chair and stop having a squeaky piece of shit sit under you?
I got a new chair. Who wants to sit in it?
It's equivalent to a radio food fight. That's what it is. It's just for no reason. Just for no reason. You all have to still go to the same school. So you guys keep fighting, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to be in home with each other, all right?
Who's in the Chairs? Cancel 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com.
Brain Stew, Dutch and Royce, The Cousin Joe Show, and the traditions of these great internet radio shows about fighting back against the odds, More Like Radio presents another milestone in internet radio history. 360 on 420.
Dead babies? What the fuck is a dead baby?
He's not supposed to sound like he likes it.
It's not funny, that's not. What happened?
Oh, God. You said you.
They've been laughed at, picked on, and otherwise put down.
Oh, no, no, that. Shut up. I don't want to hear you on your shitty mic. You know what? Time out. 15
I
minutes.
Don't have a shitty mic. You finish.
15 minutes, Nord. Time out. No microphone talking, okay? Stoner and T3, enforce it, because I'm sick of hearing, all right? Let's get a good Xbox, Mike.
They don't have the talent or the funds, but they've got the gold.
That's right. Use my shit for a promo.
It's time for the odd to get even. 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Their time has come. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
I drink to that.
Bows up.
Oh, that's how we do that.
I'll take over the bowls up while you hit it. Because I need less time to sip a drink.
What's that?
Evening, gents.
Is it? I thought it was afternoon. No.
I said evening, gents.
It is evening.
I don't know what time it is over in there across the pond. See, the problem is, I'm not a real Englishman.
You're one of them pretend ones.
I'm a bit of a poser.
Yeah.
A bit. Just a bit. Bit. A bit.
Folks, just so a bit. You know.
He's Judge, drunk.
Yeah, Judge walks through the door with a cooler. And I just sit here and I go, thank God the old lady's off tomorrow. And here, hi, old lady.
I've been drinking all day long.
Yeah, you said that when you come to the door, except without that accent.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had enough time to sit on the couch for a while.
Relax.
You look like you were bobbing your hand right there, like somebody's blowing you.
Sitting on the couch for a while. I like to imagine things.
Oh, God. That grin is just scary. That's why I'm sitting right here.
I just had a giraffe fart my damn way.
Man, the better one happened when I sat down.
Why?
I was going for the mic.
It fucking stinks.
Yeah, it does.
The fuck did you eat?
Ribs and beer.
He's been drinking all day. He told you.
Ribs, beer, a burger, and then on the way over, I had a club sandwich.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I hope you like that smell, honey.
No, not really.
Are you happy with your choice of seating arrangement?
Yes,
tonight,
I am. Because I don't want your ass in my face.
Holy shit, we got a packed show. What's up, chat room?
Oh, shit, Red Sox is here.
Red Sox is here.
How about that?
How about them apples? Yeah. Rich
I got a number.
I love Rich's fucking Photoshop up there. Mm-hmm. We'll have that on a shirt.
Good luck with that.
We will. I'll get your permission to use it as a logo. We'll see if the the censors at tinyurl.com/360on420merch will let that one through.
You know, I decided last night to look at some reviews on Spreadshirt.
Yeah?
And, like, there's one that's pretty, like, a fairly in-depth review. This guy ordered, like, 3 shirts, something like Gamerville.net or something.
Right.
He ordered 3 shirts from Spreadshirt, and he's going through, and it's like a 10-minute fucking review where he's just going over the print, because it's not screen printing. It's like a digital something or other.
I love your hand gesture again.
He's thinking about something.
I've got things on my mind.
He was around the ladies today.
So you're thinking about it's getting blown?
I got lips on the brain. Oh, God. But no, he's looking at like these 3 shirts he ordered, and apparently only 1 out of the 3 he was 100% satisfied with. But he's going through looking at the
Don't
prints.
Don't tell them that.
They already know not to order it right now.
Yeah.
At least they should, just because we want to get designs
Ding, there
right
went light bulbs for everyone.
We want to get designs, you know, we want to put everything in there so we don't just keep adding new shit and like, oh, hey, something new. Yeah. I'd like to be able to get it all set up. This
Looking
is what
nice.
We offer, you know.
Trying to say you want to release a 360 on 420 fashion line in seasons.
I already do personalized stuff. Like, we already know Hammy's got his coming.
Is yours going to be the special rock piss one?
We can.
Yeah, we
can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can beer it says rock piss.
We'll work
on
it.
You can make it say 360 on 420
we'll
sucks
on
for
that.
All I give a fuck.
We'll work on that. But no, like, they turned out well. I think the issue he had was the printing. There was some like spotting on it where the not the screen, but the digital draft went on it, and it kind of looked
smeared,
looked broken a little bit.
Yeah,
but they look pretty decent. I mean, I don't know what that is.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
That was the girl cat attacking the girl.
Oh, no,
dog.
No, no, no. I was talking. There was music.
That might have been Nodals.
Might have been. Nodors has the old board now, folks.
Yeah. Like, took me a minute.
We're still
to get the sound turned off on it.
We're still working on it, so bear with us.
He needs to get used
to
it.
I think I sound better. I've been told I sound better.
You sound a little better. It's still coming in broken up a little bit, but I don't know if there's anything that we can really do about that.
Apparently not. It's that BFE internet.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Move the mic away.
I tried.
Do this.
Click the button. There's a button on it.
I can't do that. I'm trying to catch my spit.
There is a button. Don't you remember how I fixed it? You asked me to fix it. That's how I fixed it. You slide that little button down.
Correct, but I'm sneezing. There's a difference.
Is that right?
Yeah, asshole.
I like it. Any good chat rooms to troll tonight?
Do we want to touch that?
I don't think there really is. I mean, Brainstew did a good bit on it.
Yeah.
They had some shit going on.
More like radio.org, you could go get the play-by-play of a certain one's chat room being violated by Red Sox and
Listen
Butt Monkey.
Listen to that.
What?
That is hilarious. Yeah.
But it was a fun evening of watching another show. Just
if you haven't, do yourself a favor and go check out Brainstew's Friday show.
It took them an hour and 30 minutes to get a mod in there. Like, the show's almost over, and they finally got a mod in there.
I was laughing. I was sitting, like, I was trying to figure out what I was going to go eat
and if I was going to go to the gym and work out or not. And I'm sitting in fucking Bojangles parking lot just listening to them. Because I had to pull off and, like, park.
Yeah.
Because I was just laughing too hard.
Bo rounds.
Yeah. Bo rounds.
I didn't want to eat Bojangles. I was deciding between whether I was going to Sheetz or Wendy's.
Ooh, pretzel burger.
Pretzel burger. Why does everybody have pretzel now? Like, when did
pretzel is in.
Pretzel's like, good.
Pretzel's in right now.
I want the pretzel dog from Sonic.
You know, I
did you just hear her reaction? That's why everything has pretzel.
Why?
Woo!
Oh, are you making fun of me?
I never used to eat pretzels much. What I really dig now, like my new thing, is the Frito Munchies.
Yeah.
You know where it comes with the pretzels, the sun chips, the Doritos, and the
Cheetos. Chex squares.
The Cheetos. No Chex.
Oh,
no
Chex squares.
No, it's pretzels, Doritos, sun chips, and Cheetos, like Dependable. Crunchy Cheetos.
Yeah.
I think they make different types of them. I'm talking about the cheese ones.
There were cheese ones. These ones got the little Chex Chicks thingies, squares.
Chex Chicks.
Chex Chicks.
Whatever. Chex like Chicks. The Chex Mix, the little fucking squares.
Aren't all the Checkers Chicks black?
Checkers Chicks.
Checkers Chicks.
Checker Chick Nigger.
No. I like Checkers.
Niggers.
Checkers and
I like
rallies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Checkers and rallies. Yeah, rallies.
Why the fuck did we get rid of those? Nigga?
How do we... Oh, I was about to ask, how do we go from brain stew to food? But I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
That should be... That's a general progression.
Yeah, it's just an honoring.
The only thing we forgot to mention were the cast of brain stew, and then you'd understand where...
What the fuck does she have?
We went.
She's eating a piece of paper.
All right, you can have that little piece of paper,
now
little
she's
nigger.
Chewing the bowl.
Eh, fuck her.
It's the bowl.
But, yeah... I really don't have more power to them. I hope they enjoy their spot over there.
What is they're using? What? They're using your entrance. What is it?
Do you remember when we used to do the zombie song and me and Nod would sit here and sing Dead Babies?
No,
you never heard that.
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
I might have heard it, but
it's let me see if I can find. Well, they weren't using it. They were using the
song. Retard.
It's retard. It's this song right here. Remember this shit? Dog, you about to go in a motherfucking cage. This shit.
Hey, pretty quick. About 5 seconds.
Nice.
What?
I don't think I remember this.
I remember it here. Me and Nod will do it.
All right, y'all do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, no. I get the live version, yay.
Babies.
Babies.
Oh, he's all lagged
maybe
out.
I do need
it. Hey, you remember that shit?
Yeah,
it was dumb, but we did it.
Yeah. Babies.
But Tater points out that he was confused because the first time that he played it, he said that it was Wipe Zombie, and the fucking song had just come out like a month and a half, 2 months.
Right.
But you know, special needs people need special attention.
I thought he didn't he ask that if Rob Zombie was in White Zombie or something?
Yeah. His exact quote was, "I didn't know White Zombie did a song about radio." And it's like that. The second he said it, I just smacked my head. This is why I can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. But I wish them well in their future endeavors. I hope they're happy where they're at.
I'll bet he knows the Buggles did a song about radio.
Yeah. But,
because he's gay like that.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, no. Gay.
I can't remember if it was Butt Monkey or Red Sox, but Coletta's balls. just lined.
Seriously?
That fucking wow. mixed chat room. Yeah.
I missed that part.
Oh, just lined. Come up? What? It was just nothing but Coletta nuts. One,
what
two, three, four.
Spamming
it.
Why is I'd fuck Susan hard in the middle of that shit.
I can't tell you the obsession with Coletta's cock. It just happens.
Are y'all that excited about penis? I mean, no. Seriously?
My favorite Joe quote from that show is sometimes I pull my dick out and write Susan on it.
I don't think those are. Well, yeah, that was. It was from the chat.
No, he said it. Like, I heard it. I heard him say it on air. Like,
well, no. He was reading from the chat.
Oh, whatever. I heard him say it. It was a quote.
Yeah,
it was
both
quote.
Of them.
He said it.
Both of them were doing that shit. But yeah, like childish shit. I'm ashamed of all of you.
Because the question was, would you fuck Susan? Yeah, I would. And then they just had this sound
awkward
sound of disappointment almost.
Yeah,
and it's all the drugs.
I think Coletta's at a Black Sabbath concert tonight, so I know he's not listening, but he'll enjoy this.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. I saw a picture of him earlier.
There you go, honey. You can ask about what I said earlier.
What'd you say earlier?
The who was it? The washed up white guy?
What?
You said you wouldn't go to that show.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me ask you something. All right. Bubba. You remember Bubba, my old lady's brother?
Yeah, I know Bubba.
He's turning 21 on the
23rd.
On the 23rd of August this month.
We're so in close. August, stupid.
Yeah. So close.
So we're trying to figure out what we're going to take, what bar, what we're doing. It's fucking lunch bag. There's not much to do. All right. She comes up with the bright idea to go see Bubba Sparks. Look at that face. That face is fantastic. I wish we had video element because that face just says,
do you
that
even
was my
remember
face.
Who it is?
I know who Bubba Sparks is.
Yeah, that was my shit. For folks, let me
I
up.
Mean, the main song I remember is Miss New Booty.
Was that what I'm supposed to be looking at?
No, that's not.
I don't,
that's
I'm
not.
That
was the popular one.
That wasn't his most popular.
What was his most popular one?
And Ugly was a popular one.
Ugly?
Was it Ugly?
Yeah.
All right, I'll play Ugly.
Thinking of
just so folks that
why?
Don't know what he is or
Miss
what
New
does.
Booty was one that got played over and over again.
Oh, of course it has a 30-second ad on it because he's a cocksucker.
Ad block, man.
Ad block does not work. Fuck
yes,
you.
Yes, it does.
No, because it shuts down other aspects of shit that I don't want it to.
Are you sure it's not Deliverance that was his more popular?
I don't know. I just played
Ugly
whatever.
Was one. Miss New Booty was one. I mean,
I don't know. It's nigger music done by a white guy. No, you're playing it.
Because I'm ad. Quicker.
Shut up.
He didn't have ad. Oh, this is funny.
I apologize ahead of time, folks.
Oh my god.
All right, let's get through. Let's get to the music.
Please don't. Really?
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, this is what she wants me to go see.
I didn't even know he was still around. I thought he was dead.
Oh, no, he's still around. Christy caught it, Paul Wall. I was like, no, Paul Wall's a different one.
I thought he was dead. He should be dead. It's Bubba Sparks.
Come on.
Really?
Of course, this was some. Who? He was popular, what, like 10 years ago?
Oh, this was like 03.
Yeah, 10 years ago. What did she do? Play Miss New Booty.
I can't look at this guy with a straight face.
Why?
While he's rapping.
Oh my god. Losing with you, men. I always get to say something about a white rapper.
No, I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact he's white. He looks like
a fat.
He looks
redneck.
Like a white fat Joe. He looks like a white fat Joe.
There was a white. Well, Fat Joe was kind of white looking.
Yeah, that noise echo was my dog. My dog is so skittish that if you go to grab her, she yelps.
How? When you go to grab her.
Yeah.
When anybody goes to grab her.
Yeah, she didn't do anything. I go to grab
shit,
her.
Shit, go to jump at her.
Yeah, that's because you haven't beat her ass for her shitting or pissing.
I know.
Yeah, you're the nice one.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm always the nice one, aren't
you? You don't
I?
Have to clean up the shit and piss.
No shit.
But the little bitch dives from under the fucking table.
Yeah, so we're like getting we're getting a coffee table that doesn't have a bottom, so she can't go under the coffee table anymore.
No bottom.
No bottom.
Rich wants me to go to the Rich wants me to go to the concert wearing a Rebel Flag shirt. The sad thing is, I think we'll get away with that there because it's
Bubba Sparks. I mean, that's kind of.
But I just, I mean, why the fuck would I go to that?
He does would have it. Okay, okay. Stuff.
I made a suggestion. It was like $10. Okay.
That's
I was thinking cheap, and he could drink.
I'm not drinking. Why the
not
fuck?
Not you,
would I,
stupid, my brother.
And it's not cheap at that shit place.
See, none of these things work because he's a country boy white rapper. Yeah. I mean, that's Southern. That's about as Southern as you get.
Yeah.
The Rebel Flag would probably be cheered.
Yeah. Oh, that's Bubba Sparks. Go ahead.
Bubba Sparks.
That was my old lady's great idea.
I suggested it, okay? And he's like, oh, hell no.
Sea pickle.
Oh, hell no. We're not going to that shit. And then he was just saying, hey, does Bubba even know who Bubba Sparks is? I was like, I'm sure he does.
Me and Nodors can take him to the strip club.
Yeah,
there
no.
you go.
No.
That would be a lot better.
No, no, no.
Why not?
Because I can look at titties free all day long.
I'm the one who rolls around
you don't
with 40
have to
in
go.
A paper bag.
That's just it. He wants me to go.
He wants you to go to the strip club? How's
no,
he know we're
my
going
brother
to the strip
wants
club?
Me to go celebrate his 21st birthday with him.
Okay, I just...
And my point was just then, you made okay, y'all are talking about going to a strip club. I can look at titties free all day long.
Well, I know. All you got to do is look down.
Exactly.
We can't do that. Well...
But we're tired of looking at JJ's.
We
need something new.
I can.
I don't have that privilege.
I'm sorry.
That luxury of just being able to... I mean, I...
That's a luxury. This is a luxury.
Yeah, it's a luxury.
That's a luxury.
Because all you need to do is get a little wax.
Yeah.
A little wax on
just
the...
Wax
I
got
wax, but he won't let me wax him.
Just wax that out, knock it out, and you can just look down and push them together and be like, that is a nice pair of titties right there.
That titty fucked off.
Think about it. If you were on acid or something, you could look down and be like, God damn, I want to fuck them titties. You wouldn't even know. You don't. You're the one pushing them together too. He's like, I don't feel nothing. I'm feeling some good titties right now.
Red Sox says your brother wants you to go see titties with him. That's not weird.
I know it's not weird, but like
how
I
did
said,
he,
I
how did
go
he
for
know
titties all day long at home and not have to go out and see him.
How did he know we were
that
going
was sarcastic,
to the titty bar?
Honey, did you get the sarcasm? I'm just making sure.
I just brought that shit up. How did he know we were planning on going to the titty bar?
He wasn't. He doesn't. Yes. He just said
this
he
is Virginia. There is no titty bar worth going to here.
Not here, no.
Period.
No, it's better. Not necessarily worth going to other than just to say you went.
Yeah.
And I mean, you do get to see decent
other than
titties.
The whole other thing of this, his
they're like 50% decent titties. every chick up there has at least one good one.
Yeah, but it's the bad ones that make it not worth going. The ones that you actually get to
so
walk
you don't
up.
Pay. You don't pay for them. You don't pay attention. You don't pay money or attention to the shitty ones. It's that one. Let's just turn
when
around.
You go take a piss.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be to the point where you're going to get so drunk you're not even going to notice the ugly ones there. You're going to be like, ooh.
They don't serve beer.
Beer
but
goggles.
They don't serve alcohol.
Are you shitting me?
They can't.
That's what I said.
Virginia.
They don't serve alcohol in a tit bar.
It is a Virginia law.
Are you shitting me? That's
they can't
retarded.
Serve
that
alcohol in
a
strip club
bar.
And be full nude. Like, you
it's
can.
A
Jeff, can we get pre-drunk?
That's fucking retarded.
Yes. I always get pre-drunk. I usually drive up with a bottle of Evan.
Hell, at least
which
the
is half gone by the time
and
I get there.
Boobs.
The point is, in Virginia, if you want to serve alcohol in your dancer's
establishment.
Your establishment, you cannot. You they have to wear pasties, like they have. They always have to wear bottoms and pasties.
Opie's Visa sounds like a West Virginia titty bar. I've been to a West
actually.
Virginia
I have
titty bar.
Been to a West Virginia titty bar, and they're. If you take that? Away, if you take away the quality of the girls, the West Virginia bar was much better.
Dude, the buffet was amazing.
They didn't have a buffet.
You went for the food,
dude. I would go anywhere.
Always go for the fucking food.
I would go anywhere for a nice breakfast buffet.
Yeah,
dude,
they had a good buffet, man.
What's wrong with a titty bar buffet?
Especially it'd be different if the, was if the buffet was on the titties.
Was it free?
That freaking Cafe Risque that we went to in Georgia.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I would have ate the food there. No way in hell.
Yeah, Red Sox is the same. Is Red Sox, are you in Boston?
You would assume that he's in Boston.
I'm asking. I was going to assume. I just wanted to ask. Because I'm wondering if it's a Commonwealth thing.
I have no clue.
Because, you know, Virginia's Commonwealth, Massachusetts Commonwealth.
I don't know.
Well, they are, I'm telling you.
Oh, you all smart about who's a Commonwealth and shit?
No, those are the only two I know.
Holy shit.
No, there's like five, I think.
I know, there's a few more, but I know those two.
Let's see. Dog is ridiculously loud and Odor's is quiet now.
I don't hear either one of them.
Your mom's a bitch.
That sounds a little better.
Oh.
I agree, actually.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love my mom, but
the phone conversation earlier today, she calls to tell us about all this food that she's cooked up there, and I'm like, why the hell are you telling us? You're not bringing any of it home.
Lyle has a good idea.
Lyle.
She and JJ should have a three-way with him.
With who?
Best birthday present ever.
With who?
Ew! Bubba.
No.
With Bubba.
No. No.
Lyle wants the story of you crossing swords.
He wants one of the old sea pickle.
I'm sorry. That's disgusting. Incest is not the best. I'm sorry. Ew.
Why do you know a rhyme about it?
Incest is not the best. Incest is not the best.
You're so wrong for doing that. Why? Do you get pure pleasure out of doing this?
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny. We're waiting.
I know, you're all right. Just sitting here like, is she going to say something else?
I cut it off.
Obviously. I don't trust the BYOB titty bars.
Yeah.
Because most of them, they'll hold it. They have to hold it behind the counter. Like, there was one in Salem that did that, where it was BYOB. But they held it behind the counter, and then you still had to pay like $1.50 every time you wanted one.
Okay, so you brought your own alcohol in, and you had to pay for the shit?
Yeah, you bring your own, like, let's say you bring your own six-pack. You come in with a six-pack. They have to take it, hold it behind the counter. Every time you want to get one, it's $1.50.
That's retarded.
Fuck you.
Fuck that. I'm going to put the beer on the table beside
me. That place was called Black Angus. It is no longer in business. And it has not
been.
It has not been for at least 7-8 years.
Right. It shouldn't have been a business to begin with.
Black Angus.
That sounds like a burger.
Yeah, it was called Black Angus.
And Nodors, cut your mic up a little bit.
Yeah, he wants to see the beef.
It quit being a bitch, Nodors.
Unfortunately,
cut your mic up. Damn, you don't know how to run a fucking board.
A little bit louder.
We give you a fucking board. You don't know how to use it.
I can't hear them all that good. They need to speak up. Speak up.
Wow.
There you go. It's a lot
I'm
better.
Speaking up.
I'm trying to get everything level. You
that's
keep good. Fucking.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
I'm not doing that. I put it
but
close
you
to
you keep fucking
mouth.
Yelling is into it.
The one, better? Is that what you want?
The one we're going to is called Gold and Silver. The Gold and Silver Club.
Do you know what knob you're touching?
It used to be called Juicy's.
You're still talking about
it. Yeah, it's called a nip.
Used to be called Juicy's. Now it is the Gold and Silver Club.
Why is it Gold and Silver?
Gold and Silver?
Golden
I don't
civil?
Know why it's Golden Civil.
Golden Civil.
It didn't come all the way out. Sorry.
I couldn't tell you why
it didn't come all the way out, did it?
Black anus. I'm pretty sure there was a G in there, but.
Look.
Huh, what?
What are we looking at, dog?
This is radio. You don't look.
I know.
Dude, I.
You listen.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I did it, Red Sox.
She's got a Hello Kitty rolling tray. And has rolled 4 strawberry flavored joints.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, that just screams your mom. Hello,
so
Kitty.
So, yeah, it's
and
got
strawberry.
Little pictures of strawberries on the joint paper.
Hey, honey, are you listening to that?
It's a cool picture, man.
I'm busy. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. I'm being fifth mic right now. Fuck
hey,
y'all. Dead babies, motherfucker.
Dead babies.
What?
Don't smoke that cigarette.
Fuck
you. You just smoked one like not even 10 minutes ago, you whore.
Hey, you know, last show, I only smoked 7 cigarettes.
That's why the empty pack was sitting on my coffee table, wasn't it?
I didn't leave a pack on the table.
You did have 2 packs when you came in the door.
Yes.
Did I leave
you
one on the table?
You smoke almost a whole pack of cigarettes every time that you were here.
Just about. I only smoked 7 last time.
Strawberry shortcake weed.
Ooh. Now, did you count from the top of the box?
From the top of the new box. I did bring in a second pack. 2 packs. I didn't realize I left it. I'm sorry about that.
No, I don't care about that. I'm just saying you smoked more.
You smoked a whole pack.
No, I counted what was in the pack that I brought open and then from the top of the next one.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Now you have to give me a cigarette because I have no cigarettes.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Down in show highlights, you have to say arguing over cigarettes.
Ask him a question.
Huh?
And then we got to
who's on
that
the
too.
Couch?
Who's
me,
on the couch?
Me! I am me!
I'm on the love seat.
How you doing tonight, dog?
Where's bitch nigga?
He's being 5th Mike.
Give me the cigarette.
Well, you said you wanted. You said you wanted a cigarette. You said nothing about a lighter.
I'm gonna beat you.
Damn, you want me to smoke it for you too?
Sure. Bring your little skinny ass up here.
You know how much effort that takes.
It's like 20 steps.
I don't know.
Steps.
Probably about as much effort as it took for you to eat that damn cheeseburger with no cheese.
I know,
it's like 20 steps.
Can't believe I had to wait 4 hours for that.
It's a little more than 20 steps.
You did not have to wait 4 hours. Dude, we did not leave until like 9 o'clock.
It is not.
I know, she was supposed to have food ready for me at 9
o'clock. I bet you I can make it down to his place in 20 steps.
Like, 20 steps.
Travis is going to be home soon.
What are you betting?
20 steps, I bet I can make it to his place.
I bet you
20
bucks.
I bet you can too, because you got gigantic ass long legs.
I'm
about to win a bet. He's not taking that into consideration.
Extra large 20 steps here?
20 steps.
There's no way.
I watched him step over the fucking coffee table.
Not the back door, front door.
And I'm like, Jesus.
This needs to happen during break, and it needs to be recorded.
Front door.
We're going to see how many steps it takes for you to get to the front door.
I bet you I can make it in 20 steps.
Now, are you leaping?
No, I'm talking one stride.
One foot will always be on
now,
the ground.
Next question.
No hippity hoppy.
How the fuck are you going to get over
there's no leaping.
No hippity hoppy.
No leaping, but one foot will always be on the ground.
No skipping.
One foot has to be
on the
ground.
How the fuck are you
going to
get over the Mexican's trailer?
I don't have to.
You're going to walk around it. That's going to take more than 20 steps.
No, I will make it 20 steps.
One?
It will be 20 steps.
To front or back?
It'll be down here.
Always, always the front.
That's why I was making sure he couldn't leap. Because he'd just be like, leap over that motherfucker.
Well, yeah. I mean, then we're talking matter of 5.
Yeah, 4. I'll go 4 there.
4. Just a hop, skip, and a
but
jump
I mean,
away.
Around, down. Now, are you cutting through the grass? Like, are you cutting it close, or are you going on the street?
I'm not going to the street, because the street's going to make it more than 20.
Okay.
If I go out to the street and then down, I'm not boxing this motherfucker. I'm straight line.
You're straight line?
There's a trailer in the way.
You got to watch the ditch
stepping
and all the vehicles.
Stepping in dog poop.
You got
dogs. I'll watch out for that.
Huh? You ain't going to step in our dog shit. She usually shits towards the back.
She shit over by the Taurus the other day when
she
I took
her out.
She
shits everywhere.
I don't know, but she sniffed her own poop like, ooh, what is that?
Lyle apparently is going to join the brony scene for all the hot chicks in pony play.
I figured he was going to become a brony.
Yeah.
If there was one person in the crowd that night.
we converted a brony.
Holy
shit, we did the opposite.
Oh,
of
no,
what we planned
no.
On.
You guys are forgetting that T-Roy.
Yeah, but T-Roy didn't listen.
Also, we didn't create him.
No, but he got the show recap from me, though.
I don't give a fuck. He doesn't
When did
count.
He get the show recap?
Uh-oh.
The next day.
When was that? A week ago? Was that last week?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure this was not prior, or this was prior to the discussion we have had more than once that I need notification.
You're awful demanding.
Yes.
Bitch. Yeah.
I need notification. I need to go and get my own visual proof of the growths. The growths.
The sink.
The growths.
The growths?
The growths in the bathroom.
The sink.
And I really want to see how bad I can fuck with him.
Oh, it's not that hard. Trust me.
I know. I want to see how far I can
have
take
to
it.
Throw break. Away the hand towel after you're done.
What
really? Hand towel?
Yeah.
What?
I won't use a hand towel.
No. Like, he fucking told me to use a hand towel when I went in there, and I was like, okay, whatever, buddy. So he throws those out?
Trust me. I'm not touching shit.
Are they disposable?
In that bathroom. I'm not touching
it's a
anything.
Hand towel.
They make disposable shits.
I will not be touching anything in there. Like,
you don't want to.
I might even go as far as to close the door with my foot.
Yeah. You're gonna lock it. He might walk in there on you.
He can walk in if he wants. That's his prerogative. I'll just pee on him.
Oh my god.
Might make him better.
Practice. Oh, you're walking in. You looking for the cure? Here you go.
Oh my god!
All of a sudden, he's
his first golden shower. He'll have a heart attack.
Like he'll turn out to be a productive member of society and won't want to fuck with children now.
He'll look up at me and I'll just be able to say, "Look, you're gay now."
The sad thing is, I could see him doing that. Yep. Just
look in his eyes and say, "I just popped your cherry, bitch."
And don't think I'm cleaning this up.
Dude, he would go to the office and ask to move immediately.
Well, what if I went in there, I closed the door, I turned on the faucet and just pissed on random things.
Oh my god.
I like your idea.
I just piss on random things.
Yeah.
All you're doing is creating a monster because him right there.
Take his shit behind the toilet.
Like
just on the tank.
This is what I'll do. I'll eat a big ass burrito before I go over there.
And go take a shit in the top tank.
And upper deck him. I'll upper deck him.
Fuck yeah.
That's so wrong. And what you gonna do if he throws the door open and sees you sitting I'll in the back I'll like mode
for, shitting? For that, I'll risk locking the door. For that, I'll risk touching the door to lock it. I'll throw on that water faucet. And I'll hop up on the toilet and sit over the top of it.
I'm waiting for your ass to hit that cold water.
Drop a big deuce in that top tank. Next time he flushes, Nodors gets a phone call. I don't know what to do. Why is my toilet water brown?
See, no, that would be funny and all, but it's him. He would never end up looking. He would just complain to his parents until his dad found it.
Okay, well, I won't do that then. I'll just piss on stuff.
Fuck his dad. Go ahead, do it.
I'll give Nodors the courtesy.
Yeah, if you shit that thing in the back, it'll just dissolve eventually. It'll just keep flushing. Right? It'll keep being brown.
get a nice soft marinated turd in the upper deck.
Red Sox is asking, does he listen to the show? No.
You need to put some kind of dye in the back of that shit so it flushes a different color.
Make it red?
He used to.
Where he flips out.
The toilet is bleeding. It's bleeding. Oh my god.
But I don't know if he's ever listened.
All right, he probably hasn't.
I don't think he
has. I'll give Nodors the courtesy of using the restroom before then I'm gonna piss on that hand towel. I'm gonna piss on his shower curtain.
Dude, fucking piss
and then
on
blame it all on Nodors.
I went in there and it was like that, man. I didn't do it.
I'll see if I can sneak in a Skylanders figurine.
Just dump it in there. Piss on the motherfucker.
So
and Nodors, what's his favorite one?
And then bring it out and put it back on the table. And then as I'm leaving, oh, by the way, one of them smells like piss.
Have fun, buddy.
You know him. He'd be like, hey, all the ones surrounding it, he'll have to rebuy and throw away.
I, for some reason, hope Hammy is listening to this segment.
It also makes you wonder if he picks it up and sniffs it.
Or I'll just come out with
He'll throw all of them away.
Or I'll just come out with it dripping and be like, I found this in the toilet. In the water.
Like, you're costing his dad, like, what are they, $9 a piece? He has like 30 of them.
I don't even know. I don't know how much they are.
They're like about $9.
No. I know. It was that, depending upon which ones you get, they're like, some of them are like $20 a
pop. Well, yeah, the big ones are.
I know it was a good fucking idea is what it was.
Oh, fuck yeah. I wish I had that idea.
No, shit. That is an amazing business plan.
How do I get a cut? Well, you can send it to @Shrivra, because he is on Twitter. But
he doesn't still have that, does he?
That and
he does.
An update about his status.
Yeah. I know.
You have no tact.
No, you have no tact. You could have just gone with that and said, yes, he still has it.
You have no tact.
And then I'd have been like, oh, I'd have played along. You were supposed to play along for me to be able to play along.
Now I have no tact.
No tactful bitch.
Be prompt, motherfucker.
I was here on time, son. With a cooler.
Yeah, he was all excited. He pulled up in the fucking yard all fast and shit. I was looking at Pam. I was like,
all fast.
Hey, look, he's here.
I pulled in all fast.
You need to slow down on my fucking trailer.
Did I really drive
in
like, fast? Boom.
Just kind of like flew up in the yard. I'm here.
I mean,
you know, that kind of closely resembles what he is right now.
I've been drinking all day, so.
Has Red Sox ever seen T-Roy? That's the next question.
I started at like 2.
I just want to see you scrape off some sink.
Let's just put it. This is my second case that I'm on.
Ooh.
Well, second 12-pack, not a case.
I just see you doing the exact face in that picture when you said 2.
2. 2. Hey. That was pretty close, actually, I think. 2.
So, do you guys want to have T-Roy back on the show?
No, sure. I want to piss on the shit in his
bathroom.
What
the hell was that? Oh, stop that.
I didn't mean to.
Don't do that.
He got excited.
I'll try to get some pop screens for next time.
All right, that's his sink.
Ew.
That's the newest picture of the sink.
I'm going to try to make this week like the productive week.
Dog, if you can get me a picture of T-Roy.
I actually get a job.
Let's see here.
Make some pop screens.
Yeah?
This is a shower.
I'm going to be crafty.
What he uses a shower for.
See, look, I'll pee
it
on.
It is not for cleaning his ass.
Look, I'll pee on everything.
He don't take a bath.
I'll pee on everything.
Never.
Ew.
He takes a bath like once a year.
That's disgusting.
I'm going to tie-dye those shirts.
With rock piss.
What, does he go to his mommy's house?
I don't know what he does, man. I've never asked. Like, I sit
you
as far.
You reckon he just bird baths?
I sit as far away as possible and
I
have as least interaction.
I can't get in the shower if no one's in the room.
I know he uses a lot of baby wipes.
Yeah.
So he wipes himself down with baby wipes.
Throw up one of the Photoshops with the Mark Henry one. Throw up the Mark Henry one.
I love talking about T-Roy.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you just think I have these things on demand.
He said he's ready to be back on the program.
Oh, he's ready to be back on the program.
Is he on Skype?
But here's the thing.
Oh, there is no catch.
Yeah, see, we have to ask him back.
No.
I'll ask him.
You ask him?
I'll ask him.
You just want to pee on all his
I've told
well,
that
Well, he already thinks I'm the nice one.
I have told this motherfucker all you have to do is be on Skype now. That's
He's
it.
Always thought I was on his side.
And I don't want him back, so why the fuck do we have to ask him?
I'll do it. Just
the only reason why he wants back is because he knows that we're making money now. tinyurl.com/360on420merch. Go get a sippy cup. It's the newest item.
That's an expensive fucking sippy
fuck
cup.
Fuck you, it's a sippy cup.
That's an expensive
Who's
fucking
gonna
sippy
cup. Who's going to buy a damn sippy cup?
I don't care. It's there.
I saw it and I was like, holy fuck, that shit's expensive.
It's $23. It's not bad.
Oh, my God.
For a sippy cup.
For a sippy cup.
It's Are
a
you sippy cup. Retarded?
Holy fuck.
Right?
Nobody's
That's what
buy
I said
that
when
shit?
I saw. Like, I went to show my mom the storefront. I was like, hey, look, I made a shirt that I might get you, you know? Yeah. You wanted a shirt. And she, I'm not going to tell her it says #deadbabies down the sleeve. But it's not like she could wear it. She works at a middle school.
Yeah, that's
she
not going to happen.
She can't wear it there. Yeah. Okay. But I loaded it up, and I saw a travel mug. Oh, hey, a new product. $23 fucking. Jesus Christ.
It's a sippy cup.
And I know. It says travel mug, but...
It's a fucking sippy cup.
It says travel mug and yeah. It's a sippy cup.
Yeah. It's a sippy cup.
$23 for a fucking sippy cup.
Dude, the bastard was like $18, $19, so then like, you gotta put something on there. I'm not giving it away for free.
How about just don't put it on there?
I want to kissify us.
Okay.
I want like everything.
I'm waiting. I really like. In all honesty, I want to see what Hammy has to say about the case he gets.
Yeah.
Like I do. I'm really interested to hear the quality of the case of the iPhone printing. Case he gets.
Yeah. It doesn't look like dog shit.
Yeah. Like I'm gonna feel really bad if he looks at it and is like. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Well, he could take it up with them. We ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry. I made it as a joke, Hammy. I didn't mean to buy it.
He's heard that we are possibly making money with this now, and that's why he wants back.
He's been hearing that we've been making money from this for like at least a year.
Yeah, but now he's seen it.
Oh, has he seen it?
I should remember when we did the campaign to get money.
Oh, really?
I showed him how much we were making.
Oh, that's right.
He's like, really? That's how much y'all are making? I was like, yeah. People just gave it to us. It was amazing. It's fucking. I never thought anyone would give
us
a dollar.
We don't even ask. People just give us money.
They just give us money. It's amazing. Should try it sometime.
He does it every day. He goes next door. Mom, dad, money.
He gets $800 from the government every month.
But he also gets it from his mom and dad. I mean, it is going to be funny. To hear him bitch about it, but I really don't want to hear him bitch about it just because
I would like to think that this company is going to put out
high
quality products. I would hope so. If not, I'm going to fucking pull it and rant about them. But whatever, you know, you got to get it out there. Huge announcement. Huge.
How huge?
It's huge.
How huge?
Well, it solves the number one complaint.
Is it
for
huge?
360 on 420 of all time.
Is it big?
We hear a lot of complaints here.
It's big.
I mean, I'm the complaint department, I guess. Big. Who is complaint department?
We don't have a complaint department. You're the everything department when it comes to people talking to somebody.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend
you. You don't have to apologize. Anyway. I mean, I said bring
Everyone
it to
knows.
Me just to keep it from coming to you because you were bitching about it and about left.
Tater tots. You guys get money and couldn't even get anyone to take a pick to win a prize.
Did they ever announce what the prize was?
Never.
No?
Well,
they had a list of what the prizes were.
They had a whole list of
was
prizes.
It like
no
their
one
discretion?
Fucking entered it.
Was it like
It was like a signed book from someone and like it was some personalized flip-flops.
So did he was it just a list? These are the prizes you can win, and we'll decide what prize you win.
Well, it was a I don't know. I don't fucking
no. It was a tiered. It was a tiered prize. Like you got points for certain amounts of things, and the person who got the most amount of points won the grand prize.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Which was a book.
Yeah. Oh, it's a signed book.
It's a book.
It's a signed book.
But nope, it's not going.
How do you
to
sign
Saturday
an e-book?
Not going to Saturday nights. I can definitely, I can assure
Saturdays
you.
Saturdays at 7. Yeah, only on morelikeradio.com.
I want nothing to do with that
We're
spot.
On prime time. No, we're not.
Because if we even go anywhere near that, they're just going to be like, well, that's why they hated us. No, we hate you because you're fucking stupid. But huge announcement. Should I go to break?
I don't
da,
care
da,
what
da,
you
find yeah. out after
cliffhanger
the break.
Though? Yeah, fuck y'all. You're going to wait.
Suck
Huge
it,
announcement.
Bitch.
After break, 360 on 420. Dead babies, motherfucker.
.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Paid for by 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nightmare cough, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undescended tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, coronavirus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Rush Reaver,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
One of our longtime listeners always asks why we have a TV set in our logo. Well, here's why. Because fuck off, that's why.
and because we just talked about sports on TV.
We right. like it. That's why we have it. It doesn't have to make sense. We enjoy it. We think it looks good. That's why it's there.
Listen, I know that a lot of people don't like hockey.
The only reason we brought up hockey is because it was a discussion about ratings and what's on TV.
And that's the fucking TV in our logo. Right?
You don't have to listen. And honestly, if hockey hurts your mind, if all you want to hear about is,
hey, fuck that guy, and fuck that guy, and fuck him, and he's an asshole, then there's
a lot of other shows on morelikeradio.com that are perfect for you.
Basically a sports show, Sunday nights from 8 to 10, only on morelikeradio.com.
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers fangirl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host. Or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women. Thousands of women in boxes, collects cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on,
that's
can you guys
real.
Back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
Billionaire. He was like an electronics in this country, billionaire in the US. Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job. That's
yeah, he keeps them is. In boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves
he
ass.
He has like over 1,000 of
them. Oh my gosh. I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like, no. Bought. Like boxes of real women squatting down and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture
I was
on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nick, are you alright? Take a breath.
What?
Nick,
say it.
Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a
show collects ass. Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are they
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses. Yeah, I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
Wait, we're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth's dude? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no! No!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you.
Dude, I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Hamill, host of Brain Stew Radio. I'm here at my local dive bar, and I'm here to talk about a problem everyone faces when they head out for a night of partying. Once in a while, I love a good drink with friends, but what happens when someone takes it just a little too far? Today, I'm going to show you different types of drunks so you know how to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it, motherfuckers!
This is Mike Falcone. Recently, he gave up his straight-edge lifestyle after succumbing to peer pressure.
So my shit's boring as fuck.
The first sign that someone has had too much to drink is he or she will be stuttering and endlessly look out like they are daydreaming.
I'm not yelling!
Another sign is excessive random yelling. Random acts of song and dance is also a sign. No, he's not a High School Musical fan, but he could wind up raping a High School Musical dancer if the drinking continues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so confrontational.
Near the height of their intoxication, sometimes drunks will apologize to you, even if they haven't done anything wrong. They still feel like they have done something wrong, besides being a drunk cock block.
No one's gonna say shit. What is this? I've still got fucking drink in here.
Finally, the worst and most obvious type of drunk is what I call the self-talker. The subject will have full-on conversations with themselves, not aware anybody is listening. Learn these warning signs before you go out with your girls or your boys, as it could possibly save your life.
or ruin your hookup. I'm Chris Hamill. Thanks for listening.
Please, I need a sword. I don't care what condition I'm in. I need a sword. Because you know what? How am I going to properly defend myself against gnomes?
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Dead babies.
I gotta do something real quick.
You do something real quick.
Thank you to Stroker.
What you need to do?
Thank you to Stroker Ace Kid. You need to follow Stroker Ace Kid on Twitter and pay attention to his motherfucking feed. Because every once in a while he'll do trivia and shit. And at night I just happened to catch him. And I won me a Five Finger Death Punch CD.
That works.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, Stroker Ace Kid, appreciate the CD. It's on the way. It's in the mail.
I got something that might interest Dog.
Uh-oh. Well, we got to do an announcement, too, or else they'll shit their pants.
Well,
I might be overstating it a little bit.
Hold off on the announcement. All right, so Dog might be interested in this. I'm not particularly. My dad likes to go and do the yard sale, garage sale thing Saturday morning, Sunday mornings. And he always tends to buy, like, random baseball cards.
Eh?
Or, like, trading cards. He'll just buy what someone's got for, like, $5 or something. And he comes home yesterday. He's got this little basket full of cards. And one in there, he's like, this one might be the good one in there. But potentially it's an A.J. Foyt autograph.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if I mean, he doesn't want anything to do with it. I don't care about it. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, sure.
All right. I mean, I figure he's a racer, or was a racer.
Hammy, I want a Five Finger Death Punch CD. I was the 5,324,850th person to download
it. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with it, but I'll put it in my, my case.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if it's real. It looks like a card. But on the back, it just looks like it was written out. Like, it's like, here, sign on the back. Don't sign on the front. And it's signed in pen, like ballpoint.
See, that's like the only reason why you have a CD nowadays is to get,
All right, now enough of that. Announcement.
Announcement. Let's see here. I wish I'd fucking...
You thought we were late now? We're moving later, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, niggas.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you think you can go listen to us on Thursday? No, you're gonna have to wait an entire week.
Our number one complaint has always been we're on too late.
We're on too much. We have too much show.
Yeah, something like that.
I think we need to cut it down.
So we're just gonna give you more of it.
Yeah,
1 hour a week.
1 hour a week. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's all you get.
But next couple of weeks,
I'll feel disappointed if we had to go to 1 hour a week. I come over here with beer and everything, get all set up, and by the time we're done setting up, it's like, okay, I guess I'll go home now.
We couldn't even get through intros, and then we'd have to be done with it.
Guess what? We wouldn't have to take a break.
Fair enough. But then we'd get in trouble for not supporting the station and get fired.
Right.
I don't want to do that because I like more like radio.
Don't want that.
I like it.
Yeah, so we definitely need more than an hour.
So, number one complaint has been we are on too late, so we're fixing that. Starting in the next couple weeks, I'm not exactly sure, so stay tuned. But we will be on Sundays and Wednesdays, we're switching nights too, at 11 o'clock. Yeah, we moved up an hour.
For a full 3 hours.
Yeah, and we get our 3 hours, so we don't have to fuck with downloads and shit. So, Sundays and Wednesdays, we're moving right behind the world-famous Red and Hippo Juice shows. And we're gonna start rocking out with our cocks out at 11 o'clock now.
Okay. We're going to fill out the Wednesday night.
Yeah. Don't pull your cock out, please.
I was thinking about it. Legit thinking
Don't.
About
Unless
it.
Unless you really need to.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would put it
so
on.
So, now, Wednesday night, you should be on there from, 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's bad enough I got to stare at titties. I don't need that that culture shock.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got titties and a dick? Oh, my God.
But,
And he's got long hair. You shave that, you're halfway to tranny.
Yeah, I am. Like, it's a lot of wax going on, but, I mean, I could pull it off if I really wanted to go that route, but I'm not a faggot, so it's not going to happen. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people, Lyle, that would enjoy that transformation, but it's not going to happen. I can assure you this. There's no Tag JJ. Yeah? Killing it.
No but, JJ, not gay.
Yes, supposedly the whole shows will now be put up. I'm kind of thinking so. I think since we're moving to three, we're going to
stick to
three.
We'll probably stop at three.
Yeah, we'll stick to our fucking time.
I mean, I'm sure we'll go over every once in a while, but it won't be an hour.
If we got gold, we'll fucking go. But normally, we're going to fucking cut it at three. But, yeah. Sundays and Wednesdays. Now I'm hungry. I want a pretzel burger. But Sunday and Wednesday at 11. We moved up on the hour on Sunday.
She's right. We didn't want to compete with Thursday pole.
Yeah.
As in shaft.
Yeah.
I like how she spelled pole.
I'm really scared of a
it
fucking,
scared us away.
I'm scared of a non-paragraph break high school rant. Or I would say middle school. But
Yeah, because we're worried that everybody's going to have to analyze that all night, so ain't going to have time to listen to
the show. Doesn't
that
usually come out on Wednesday?
Oh, God, here's fucking collided balls.
Man, that is a face. That is a face right there.
Yeah. I talked to old Mitchie Poo. Mitchie Poo was very helpful. And he even asked if we wanted to move up on Sundays. And I said, you know, why the fuck not?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We move up. Might as well keep it uniform.
Yeah.
Sundays and Wednesdays, 11 to 2. Now I get to fuck up our times, make new promos, because all of them are wrong now. Even though technically we are on at those times.
We are on.
So if you do play the promo.
We're just cut and paste.
Yeah.
Have like an absurdly odd 11 to 2.
Sunday and Wednesday, 11 to
2. Oh, Hammy, it's never trolling the MLR when it's Joe's cock.
I think Coletta's balls are now burnt into the mixed chat. I mean, they've already been burnt into this chat.
Hey, at least there was somebody in mixed chat.
At a glance, it doesn't even look like there's two of them.
There wasn't when they fucking booted everybody, but it's okay. You know, deleting your whole entire chat room. And then crying when someone kicks you from your own. Whatever.
Like, it's there. I can't help but to look at it. So I'm going to, like, I'm trying to distinguish where there are two
where
of them.
Where it starts and it begins?
No, where there are two
balls. I mean,
balls.
Honestly, they didn't even have a chat room.
It looks like one giant ball.
They built the chat room for the broads.
Yeah.
And they were the only people, they were the only show that brought people to the chat room.
Yeah. Well, they're the only one that brings people to the mix.
Like this
besides
looks like
Disruptive. I like Disruptive.
I look at this and I think, wow,
well, they're the one
No Doors
same,
has
really.
More than that.
What?
It looks like one giant ball.
Are you
ball.
Trying to like superimpose No Doors' balls onto Coletta's?
I'm not superimposing anything. I'm just going with general knowledge that
you have to cut one off.
Like which? Never mind. I don't want to know.
I'm just saying it looks like one giant ball there.
It is Coletta. It could be. I don't know.
Too good for two, are you?
I know one thing. It's been on Hammy's like fucking studio everywhere.
He teabagged the whole studio.
Like that was that from where that came from. That was I lied.
I don't. The sad thing is, I truly don't know what happened.
No homo, but I really want to do an in studio show with this guy.
Yeah. Just to see his cock up front. Go ahead. Don't lie.
Coletta doesn't like
it
this.
It ain't that.
No, Coletta likes us.
Because No Doors doesn't like Coletta.
No Doors hates everyone.
What's he got on Coletta?
Yeah, Opie's V. Orange Room is good on the mix, too. I've heard that. But I like that guy, Foamsy or whatever his name is. He's a nice guy.
They got weird names over there.
I'm not trashing the mix in any way. I'm just saying, like, there's one night that they have that we don't fucking
there
dominate
is
them.
One bad decision.
No, there's multiple bad decisions.
Right. One bad.
Giving Chronic any airtime is a
two
bad decision.
Bad decisions.
Getting rid of the Red.
Three
bad decisions.
Tom and Susie.
Four bad decisions.
You want to keep going? You want to keep going? Like I said.
Actually, if you want to get technical, they gave Tom like three different shows.
Five and six bad decisions.
I mean, I like Bob Levy, but Bob Levy's over there.
Be on a t-shirt.
Like I said, I'm not trashing.
Bad
them.
Decisions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The picture that just popped up and
chat. Oh, that yeah.
I like that. Put that on a shirt. Fuck it.
Dun da da da.
But again, I like the mix. I like several shows over there. I don't hate anybody. Oh, except one. But I mean, you make mistakes as you go. We've certainly made our mistakes.
But he's already said he doesn't care. It's a hobby. It's
yes, I'm very aware that I at one point in time wanted to leave and go over there. That was long before they did.
Seven bad decisions.
Hey, they wanted us too. See?
Eight bad decisions.
I'm very happy we stayed. I'm very happy that we have not been fired since for my dumbness. But
one good decision.
Yeah. Where's that? The one fucking night.
Ding. Ding.
No,
good idea.
The one fucking night that this motherfucker, for some reason, it won't work.
Yeah.
It won't fucking work. You know how it fucking went boo and all last week? It fucking won't stop doing it. Now it won't play anything.
Good idea.
No, that's too loud. Too late.
There you go.
Bad idea.
There we go. Now I feel better.
The title to a once-a-week show has nightly in it. 10 bad decisions.
Again, like, I like them. They're awesome guys. Some of the ones that you deal with. But then again, they've made some motherfucking huge missteps. But
come on, someone give me 11.
I know we need 11.
What else have they done?
Don't think
let's,
too hard.
Let's go ahead and double count.
They fired the red.
42 bad decisions.
Now we're gonna butt hurt over Twitter.
We're gonna get in trouble now. I feel it. No tag JJ's. Like, we're gonna get in trouble meters going off. It's like, oh shit.
You had me thinking I lost my radio chops. My bad. But that's a pretty bad decision.
Yeah. Again, more power to them. I
skipped a lot of numbers.
It doesn't matter. It was fantastic. There's a promo somewhere in there. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11 to 2.
42 bad decisions.
But no, more power to them. I hope they enjoy their Friday night program and competition to Brain Stew. But
what's that, 99 bad decisions and we ain't one?
Yeah.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Who?
FUBAR.
Why?
Because they're FUBAR. They're supposed to be fucked up beyond all recognition. The mix is just stealing it from them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, what did I miss?
FUBAR.
Yeah,
fucked
what
up.
About it? I know that.
All right.
No, what about...
You didn't get the joke?
No.
Mix is stealing their name.
Are they really, like that? I don't.
Up beyond all.
Are they doing that as a tag?
That's just what they've been doing lately.
Oh, really?
Again, I want for the fucking record that we're not talking shit. We're just having a good time. But
I didn't realize that was.
I thought
tag
it was
now.
Funny.
It was funny.
It was.
You
I
can't
just
laugh
didn't get
at
it.
Yourself. You know. She keeps talking about the corn dog. She wants the corn dog bad.
Corn dog.
The corn dog.
Do you want the actual corn dog?
Because
I think it is still in existence.
No, look, I don't
somewhere.
I don't want that. Fuck that. But what I'm saying is we've done this once before a really long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Like, we're talking back in our early days.
What was it, like third show?
Yeah, third or fourth, yeah. Maybe even fifth show.
When we were still gorilla.
Yeah.
Taking it to the internet streets.
We were doing it, yeah. Just podcast.
Whenever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah. But
I think we did one week where we did like four shows in one week.
Yeah. And then didn't know where to put it. But Judge was rocked back then, and he tells this fucking story that I still to this day it just
I'm trying to get the guy to come over here, but he works a day job where he goes has to be there at like 6 a.m. and then works crazy. Like he worked 12 hours.
Helps me.
He worked 12 hours yesterday.
Let's put it this way: you will get there. The story involves a certain person.
I mean, do you want
just,
me? Do
just
you want
tell
me
the
to tell the story
tell the fucking
and then
story.
He'll just tell it again?
We can't tease this shit and then get off of it. There's no way.
All right, so a few years ago, I had an apartment with a buddy of mine, and we had people over every now and then. And one night, we decided to have a few people over. Had a buddy visiting from like Louisiana, Air Force guy, and a couple other friends. And this one night, I happened to decide to bring the video camera. We were gonna video.
There's video evidence.
Oh, there's video.
We need that.
We're going to videotape ourselves getting fucked up. Hey, how about that? We're cool.
What's any different than us doing this with microphones in front of us?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Never mind. Continue.
It's not much different, but... you know, so we spend the night drinking, bullshitting, whatever, just having a good time. And my roommate passes out on the couch. And he passes out, you know, laying on his back on the couch, just like, done. And we're going along the night. And then it comes up, you know, hey, let's start fucking with him. The guy, our Air Force friend, call him Mike, because that's his name. And
way to fucking sugarcoat that one. His name's Mike.
I was going to take it to a whole, hey, we change the names to keep,
fuck it,
you know, to keep the innocence. But no, Mike decides, hey, because is it one of those guys that know how to tell a joke? He has to explain every joke he tells, and he has no timing.
He has no tact?
He has no tact.
Okay.
You should know.
Yeah.
He has no tact. You'd
I smell
like,
my
you'd
own.
Like him.
Yeah?
You'd like him.
All right.
He does the whole bit. Hey, let's write on his face. Let's fuck with him. So, you know, he's, hey, we got the Sharpie and we're writing on his face, you know, penises, writing stupid words. And, you know, then start fucking with him, like tickling his nose, letting him do this. And Mike goes in the kitchen and then comes back in the room and he's holding a State Farm corn dog, a frozen corn dog. And we're just looking at him like, what the fuck are you planning on doing with that? So he pulls it out the wrapper and he starts, you know, tickling, you know, touching his lips with it, you know, yeah. Moving around his mouth, like, look, hey, look, and we're videotaping this whole thing. It's like, hey, look, he's sucking a cock right now. It's a corn dog, but it looks like a cock. so we stop fucking with him after we're laughing at him for a while. Go smoke a cigarette. Come back in, and Rollin, and my roommate Rollin, he has flipped over, so now he is laying passed out on the couch on his stomach. And Mike pulls the corn dog back up, and he starts messing with it, like poking him in the butt, seeing if he'll move, and he doesn't move. So then, out of nowhere, he pulls up his pants and just shoves it down the back of his pants. Just shoves it in his pants. And we're laughing. We all stop, hold back, laughing hysterically. And while we're laughing, he rolls back over. Rollin rolls back over. So now he is laying on the couch on his back, face up, with a corn dog in his butt crack. A frozen corn dog.
Penis is on his face, Sharpie.
Yeah,
all of it.
Sharpie all over his face. The main point is frozen corn dog in his butt.
Yeah. I think I would feel that, but
and we tried to poke him a couple times, you know, real gently. We kind of wanted to wake him up, but then again, we didn't really want to wake him up.
Yeah.
So we're poking him. All right, I guess he's not getting up. Let's just go back to drinking.
Yeah.
So we continue drinking, and night winds down. Mike goes to sleep on the floor. I'm on the other couch because we had two couches, and I'm on the other couch and fall asleep. Night's over. Night's over. Couple hours later, we're still sitting up and watching, like me and Chris, we're watching Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like just we used to do that. We put Family Guy on.
I mean, who doesn't?
Watch a marathon.
Yeah.
We're watching a couple hours later. Rollin just sits up and has this look like, where the fuck am I? And me and Chris give this look like, oh God, is he? What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Does he feel the corn dog between the cheeks and the
Rollin? Rollin stands up, goes down the hall, walks upstairs into his room. We hear the door shut, and we're just looking at each other like, What the fuck? He didn't feel that at all?
It went in.
Like, there was no acknowledgement that there was anything in his butt.
Yeah.
So, we spend a few more minutes laughing, and watch Family Guy, and then we fall asleep. Night is actually over now. It's done. Chris falls asleep on the couch Rollin was passed out on, and I fall asleep on the other couch. About 9 o'clock in the morning, I wake up. Luckily, I wake up. And Rollin comes walking through the room. And we just have this look. No words exchanged. No nothing.
It's just this look.
I don't acknowledge anything. I'm just, hey, what's up?
What's going on, buddy?
He goes outside. He grabs the video camera, goes outside, and apparently he spent the time outside smoking a cigarette. He spent the time with the video camera watching what had transpired.
He was
wondering what happened. So he's watching it, and then he decides he's going to get his revenge.
Yeah, here's the fun part.
So he turns the camera around, and he hasn't looked at himself, so he has no clue he's got this shit written on his face. He's looking into the camera saying, "Looks like we got some funny people in the house. I found this in my butt." I'd like to reiterate, shit written all over his face. He has no clue. So we're going to see if we can get him back. Did I mention how lucky I am I woke up?
Yeah, you did several times.
So he comes back inside, and I'm sitting up by now. I'm like, "What's going on, buddy?" I said, he's holding up this dilapidated corn dog that's been marinating in his butt for 8 hours. Like, it's just like the cornbread just all peeling off. You can see the hot dog. Like, it is cooked. It is a cooked corn dog now, marinated in ass juice.
It's been nuked in the butt.
Right. I mean, this is fucking swamp ass corn dog. He's holding it up. So I know Chris was laughing. We're going to fuck with him. Or I'm going to fuck with him. I don't want any part of this man. Actually, I do. Let's go. Chris has his... He falls asleep. He's got the arm over the head, you know, kind of where it's wrapped. You know, the palm where you kind of slap yourself in the opposite cheek or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's laying there like that. And Rollin doesn't start out with the corn dog. He's got that set aside, and he starts writing on his face. And he realizes Chris he's got a fairly sensitive face. Like, the smallest touch of the marker, and he's grabbing,
moving around.
You know, moving, slapping his face. It's like, oh, I don't want to wake him up. Don't wake him up just yet. So Rollin grabs the corn dog and starts ever so gently caressing his cheeks. With what we now dub the butt dog.
The butt dog.
So ever so gently, just caressing his cheeks. And he's, you know, he's doing the slap of the face. It itches. Something tickles.
What is that?
Something tickles.
Feathers.
But
feathers.
He doesn't wake up. He doesn't wake up.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his hand is still over top of his head. And Rollin he slides it in his hand. Slides it into his hand. And what do you know? Chris just grasps. Just squeezes on this fucking butt dog. just squeezes down on it. And then he's still not awake. He's still asleep.
A nuked butt dog in his hand now.
A butt-nuked butt dog. Just squeezing. Like, We didn't want to pull on it because we thought the stick would come out.
Yeah.
So that's how hard he was grasping it.
Cock.
Yeah, he's going hard on this. So he's got it there, and we don't know what to do. So we just start writing on his face some more. Seeing if we could tickle him a little bit.
Butt dog.
Well,
point.
We tickled his nose in just the right way, apparently. And with the hand that is grasping the butt dog, he grabs and just rubs across his face. Just rubs across his face. Like a steamroller. Just coming across his face. at this point, obviously, he wakes up and he holds on to it. He wakes up, he holds it up, and he looks at it. And then he closes and he looks at it again. Yep, that's what it is. Looks at us, you motherfuckers.
Did he see the camera?
Oh yeah, he knew the camera was there.
We need that video.
That's pretty much the end of the story. And until I tell you, we ended up freezing the butt dog. We put it in a plastic baggie, stuck it back in the freezer.
Hey, we'll need this sometime.
The idea was, since Mike was the originator of the idea, we were gonna put it in the freezer, wait for him to come back visit, and we were gonna get him with it
and re-nuke it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that shit was flat. Oh. It was flat. It was no longer cylindrical.
Just the look on his face had to have been fucking priceless.
Oh, so good.
Just that little fucking lip quiver as he's like,
can you imagine the second nuked butt dog? Oh my god.
The problem was, Mike never came back in, so we never got to get him. When me and Riley moved out, like 6 months later, we found it in the freezer. Like, we forgot it was there. It's like, holy shit, that's still here. Yeah, it's, you know, just two dudes living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not going to find something in the freezer.
With a butt dog in the freezer.
Did it have a date and it was labeled do not eat?
It was pretty obvious you shouldn't be eating
yeah.
it.
It's like, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's been in my ass. Don't worry about that. It's also been in some dude's face. Here's a video. I'll show you one day. Now that we've ruined corn dogs for everyone. Replace the cat dog thing with butt dog. Butt dog.
Butt dog.
Alone and sleep with a little butt dog.
Butt dog.
That was a good story. It's a good story.
That was a classic one. I'll locate that video.
We need it. It needs to see the light of day.
Yeah, I'd like to see that video.
What are we going to do with it?
Put it on YouTube.
It's a long video, though.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't they have, like, limits?
Well, I mean, we could edit it.
$99.99.
No. Dude, there's 20 hours of just shit on repeat.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
I'm pretty sure we could put, like, a 20-minute video up or something, edited.
The next thing I gotta do is find something to actually play those mini tapes now.
Yeah, we'll work on some. Right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, when you find something like that, I got a couple porn videos I need to convert.
Fuck you. Just download your porn.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, these are personal.
I don't care if it's personalized. Delete those. Those don't deserve to be in existence.
No one wants to see those.
Much less you. You shouldn't want to see those. All you see is his toes curling.
I think he just pipe bombed you. He's like, fuck you.
That's what happened to me. That'd be my luck. I'm a horrible camera guy, so it'd be like I'd be out of focus and I'd be off.
Looking at a foot.
Yeah, I'd just be looking at my feet and you just see him curling every thrust.
Did you ever send Hammy that picture?
What picture?
That picture.
Which one?
The one from last week. When he bought that nice thing.
Oh,
he
no.
He bought
I
that
never,
thing from
no,
the shop and we were
no.
like, "Hey, we're going to send him."
No, I didn't send him a picture.
You should.
We'll
I don't know if these fuckers are worthy of those.
I'll find one.
Are they?
I'll find one to send him.
Yeah.
I'll find one.
We need to do that. If you buy something from our store, we'll send you booby pictures.
I didn't say that. Don't overamp them. They're not that great.
They're worth fucking taking a shot at it.
I don't know.
They were all right.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I like taking a shot on them, but I mean, that was fun. That one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't let it happen again.
Yeah, they don't like that.
No. All I wanted her to do is just rub it in a little bit.
Like,
just
she,
rub it in.
Yeah, she, no, it has to go inside.
Show me you like it.
It has to, I mean.
Show me you like it.
Yeah. Rub it in. It's like lotion. It puts the lotion
it's
on
It's good
his
for
feet.
Your skin. It's got protein in it.
A protein and spermicide.
Spermicide?
Well, you ripped
the
condom off.
Where the
fuck
did you get spermicide from?
Yeah, your sperm has spermicide?
I don't know.
You're a weird
it
one.
It sounded
Maybe
good.
That's why.
You're a weird mind. One. Your funk has spermicide in it? How do they... How
dude,
do they,
I haven't used a condom in 2 years and I don't have a kid.
How
Go
do
figure.
They coexist?
I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know.
Do you just
they have a peace treaty.
What's the point of your testicles?
I don't know. The
juice
merch link.
Juice, but it won't make the babies.
The merch link is tinyurl.com/360on420merch.
Or 360on420.spreadsheet.com. Yeah,
there's a lot of different ways to get there.
Spreadshirt.
There's a lot of shit. There's sippy cups and dead baby hats and fucking shirts. And
Red Sox, my ex's boobies.
Yeah. Trust me, they're worth it.
The problem is I have to sift through them and make sure I can tell. Like, there's no... date markers on them because some of them are technically illegal.
See, you have no tact.
What do you mean I have no tact?
That's no tact yeah. there. You're just like, oh, some. Why even say that?
That has nothing to do with tact. I'm giving information.
Yes, it does. That's information. Well, no. I'll give information 90% of the time.
No, there's a difference between bringing information
being
forth
and informational.
Yeah, there's a difference between being tactful and not tactful.
Well, you have no midget.
Fuck You're me. Right, I don't have a midget. I want a midget. You know where I can get one?
I want a midget.
No dwarves, get
Working
on this.
On it.
Working on it.
If there's one man here that can get me a midget, it's no dwarves.
I was listening to It's All About Me podcast, and she was mentioning that she might be able to hook us up with a midget.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Stella Marie.
Stella Marie. Who's that? Pre-legal. There's no other... I don't know why they... What other reason they'd be illegal. And well, I mean, maybe if there was...
Are you admitting to underage like porn?
I'm admitting to it.
Yeah.
She was 17.
Yeah.
She offered them. I didn't ask.
Her dad didn't
kitty porn is young lady
porn. I'd be goddamn if I didn't keep them.
You did put in work for that.
I did.
Well, you put in work, and then she crushed you.
Yeah.
This is why our titties are going to the internet.
They're about to be a lot more.
Yeah?
Did she hurt the judge?
She hurt me so bad. So bad. Yeah. She's the reason I drink every day.
Why does half of this show just have horrible luck with women?
I don't know. The other half is, like, peachy.
Because chicks don't know.
Oh,
I just found a good one and kept it.
Yeah.
What was that name?
Huh?
What was that name? The midget?
Stella Marie. I believe is the name. I don't know. I was hanging out in It's All About Me's chat.
I don't know who.
And
that
I mentioned
didn't
that
even come up in the Google search.
I mentioned
don't even know
that
who it is.
We were looking for a midget to interview, and we'll be respectable. I mean,
why wouldn't we? It's just a midget.
Because we have a fucking reputation. Of
you have.
They're not all underage.
No,
don't
look,
get
nigga, y'all all get ranked into this shit.
No, everybody says that JJ. That JJ.
No, they say us.
Yep.
Don't get your panties in a bunch, Red Sox. They're not all underage.
No.
I'm not sending out the ones that are. Actually, I'm trying to fish through them and see if I really. and I'm trying to hide them.
That'd be
a little
fucked up
better.
Joke, wouldn't it? Yeah, buy a T-shirt. We'll send you kitty porn.
T-Roy, buy the store.
That's the saddest part is we can't even afford our own merch.
Opie's V likes my hat.
Yeah, your hat fucking rules. Dark Fox liked it too, from Mark Out Radio. Sundays 12 to something something. No, he ain't 12. He's 2 to 4.
Two
to four. I'm so terrible with fucking times.
Dos. I actually listened. I caught some of it today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I wanted
well,
it to be hashtag dead babies,
so.
But it wouldn't fit.
That's why I asked you about the NXT Divas earlier, because I heard them talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I'm listening to when I listen to wrestling.
Well, you don't have to know. We just make it interesting.
I just don't know what I'm hearing. Like I hear names thrown out, and all I heard was boobies.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm
I
in.
Like boobies.
I'm in. Boobies are my favorite.
And that's why the Divas are still a thing.
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
I wish the midgets would have taken off. There was a midget reality wrestling show one time. I love that show.
I remember some midget wrestling.
It was Hogan was actually involved with it, but it was actually fucking great. I enjoyed it.
They're high flyers.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Ankle biters. But yes, we're kissifying ourselves. We
kissifying. I like that verb.
What does that mean?
Kiss.
Like the army?
Yeah. Like we're putting out so many products that it's just ridiculous. Like most shows are like, yeah, we're gonna have a shirt, guys. And
do we have a mafia?
We have. I don't know. A Yakuza?
I don't know.
Are they zombified?
Yeah. No. I'm just gonna drink some more.
You do that. I really don't care anymore. I don't. Because I look at it like this: we're awesome, like the Miz.
I've got a proposition for you. Make you an offer you can't refuse.
Don't look at me like
that. What the fuck was
that? That was so bad, I'm giving you this look. That's why.
I don't care how bad it was. I wasn't trying to make it good.
Well, I always get looked at when I do shitty impressions.
I tell the girls every time, I'm not trying to make it good. Just lay there.
Can I just say that
he's treating you like women folk, JJ.
It's good for me. I don't care how you feel about it.
You've been the star of the show for the last 3 weeks. We'll just get that out there. Like, you would have Employee of the Month had Dog not put out that fucking merchandise site. Yeah, you're fucked now.
Except the one thing that has sold has been my creation.
Okay. All right. You got me. You win. There's still a tie, though, because he wins.
I love on Braids, dude. There, Punchy is calling out to everybody to order Hammy's iPhone case.
Yeah,
I love that. Just everybody.
Everybody has a hashtag
so
just for
everybody
Hammy.
Has a just for Hammy iPhone 5 case.
See, I was saying everybody else can order it, but if you ever meet Hammy in person or Hammy sees you on the streets or whatever and he sees that phone, he gets to keep it.
Right. For legal reason.
Big Ass Rich says, I can't wait for NXT to air the Cesaro Zayn 2 out of 3 falls match. Reviews called it match of the year. Yep. And then Red Sox says, it pisses me off watching Sami Zayn. No reason to keep the El Generico gimmick. Or no reason not to keep it.
I don't know this is.
No idea what you're talking about.
No.
All right, there was a wrestler in the indies called El Generico.
Oh, I wasn't asking you to explain because I'm just going to
explain
it all.
Fuck you. Fuck you. But he was a ginger guy that dressed up like a luchador. It was great gimmick. And then he comes to NXT and, yeah.
They broke it.
Yep, they broke it, gave him a new name, put a stupid hipster hat on him, and yeah. They can't all be the Wyatt family. But yeah, I'm with Rich. WWE owns names.
Who names their kid Malachi?
Malachi?
Malachi.
I don't know. Where's this
Jewish
coming from?
People?
I don't know. I happened to go over to my Facebook and some chick I graduated high school with. Apparently
Facebook's bad.
Named her kid Malachi.
It's bad, okay.
Why do you name your kid Malachi?
Why do you name your kid Judge?
They didn't name me Judge.
They named their kid Judge.
Well, if you want to be technical about it, you named me Judge.
No. Well, did I? Was it me?
It was you. I think. Oh, well, it was one of you three fuckers.
It's sticking. I like it better than Rock.
Hey, Rock is an old name. Like it. I mean, my name is Derek. And then my first
fourth
job.
Fourth wall.
And my first job, when I was like 15, I had a chick that worked with me that started calling me D-Rock. And that.
Yeah, all right, let me ask you this. Was it bad as ginger owners D-Rock?
No. All right. This is where D-Rock originated. Like that's what happened. She just started calling me D-Rock. You know, I wrote it on the calendar as, hey, it's D-Rock's birthday.
Yeah.
So everybody started calling me D-Rock. And then my old roommate, Kevin, who I worked there with, he just shortened it and started calling me Rock. And that's what stuck. So yeah. I've been rock for 14 years.
Well, to More Like Radio, you're nobody.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of this.
Because, all right, you know, fourth wall breaker, no tech, JJ.
I get the eyebrow, too. I can do that.
I could do the eyebrow. It's right there. We're both doing the eyebrow. I got more titty.
Are you guys going to touch together, too, and complete the homeowners?
No. We really do need a video in here, because, like, at least of just Judge doing half the shit in my man titties. Just focused on my titties, and that's it. Yeah, there I am. I cut the beard, so I don't look like Bray Wyatt
anymore.
See
if I can get the webcam up quick enough.
Oh, shit. I don't know. How would you even broadcast
that? I'm not planning. I'm just taking, like, screenshots, like, quick pics. I'll do the rock eyebrow.
Put it in chat. Yeah.
The people's eyebrow.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Don't you tempt me. Okay, that's what you're going to do.
I think you've been tempted.
Oh, no. I got to find it first. I don't know where my webcam is.
The old lady's snoring.
Yeah, she is. I hear her in my fucking headphones.
She cut the mic off, shoved it down under her ass, and then fell asleep. She was here for all of the first 30 minutes.
Oh, it's called UCam.
UCam?
UCam.
UCam.
It's whatever came with
UCam, do it.
UCam.
All right, now my computer. Now it's being slow. Come on. Oh, hey, there's a little light that pops up.
Oh, shit.
It's really dark.
Red Sox says he'd tune in every show for JJ Tits.
You don't even know the half of it.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, trust me. But,
it's too dark. There's no flash.
I'm sorry.
I can't do anything.
I can only convert it into a radio studio.
No, I can't.
You can do is you can open up your phone and use the light on that.
Yeah. I was having the same idea, but that's not working.
It's not working.
I don't have a flashlight.
Looks like shit. I have a flashlight app here. Let me see.
You have a flashlight app?
I have a flashlight app.
That my phone's about to die.
Your phone sucks cock.
Yes, it does. It's an iPhone.
My phone sucks
it's
cock.
It's a phone.
My phone doesn't have any fucking connection.
It doesn't need a connection for a flashlight.
I know.
Oh.
I'm well aware of that.
Sorry, we can't. It's not an Xbox One. It'll run the app.
Is that working?
No. It might have worked. I just didn't want that image.
All right, duly noted. Don't set up video for this room because it's not lit for shit.
Maybe.
My tits would probably come in nice.
Yeah. That's,
And those are the money makers, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, shit, no.
People give us money for you to shake them, and you still get away with not shaking them.
You just got blocked, nigga.
I'll put it away. I'll turn it off.
You're going to get it by the end of the show. I know it.
I'm going to turn... I turned it off.
It's going to... No, I see it.
I turned it off.
I see it.
See? I turned it off.
Yeah, it's off. And,
it's off.
And all you need to do is go... Like, all right, Zimmerman got pulled over by that cop, right?
He shouldn't have had a gun in his car.
Well, he had the gun. And then the cop, like, takes a picture of his fucking, ID. You could hear it in the fucking...
You hear about that guy who got...
In the dash cam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we please just have free reign? Because they did talk shit Saturday, Friday, whatever the fuck.
Been going on about it.
I know, but I want free reign to do 4 hours and not have repercussions. Because I want to go back through
all
of it.
Well, you're not going
to
get that.
I want to go through all of it, put it to bed, and be done with it.
Everybody's been going on about it, so... I mean, there's
and
no...
And I hate him.
In Africa want water, but
I'm starting to
hate
him the most right now, because we haven't even said shit about him. At any point in time did we say shit about him.
Fuck him.
That's the way I feel about it. The only one we ever talked shit on was stupid Susan. Ever. Like I said, wife was dumb, but I mean...
And transitively Steve because he fucked Susan.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think that he is under the impression of a succubus.
Is he going through the Nodors?
You don't know what I'm doing.
You're doing something.
Yeah, I'm looking at Instagram.
Oh, you're looking at...
And then I was about to switch to Twitter.
You were doing this there.
No, I...
I'm well aware.
Hey, look.
I'm just kidding. Tater Tot says, yes, please. But, like I said, I wish him, you motherfucker. I knew it was coming.
I wish him all the best in their future endeavors.
I knew it. You motherfucker. What does it look like?
It looks terrible.
It's terrible?
It looks terrible.
I'm
going to
say a bunch of shit. I'm mad, but I wish him all the best future endeavors.
Yeah. It looks terrible. Oh,
this is going to be awesome. pay attention.
JJ and Judge are currently having a modeling session right now.
No, you need to go follow Radio Judge.
Oh, Dropbox pause because low battery.
Oh, you're putting it in there.
I was. But
I hope you know I'm gonna put all these on T-shirts.
Man, T-shirt.
You're not gonna want this one. Trust me.
Apparently, it sucks.
It's not very good, but
it's the lighting.
You know? Yeah. Well, I put the flash on. That was a bad call.
Hammy says it's fun that he calls the mix the Max radio station on their page, almost like it's the Max from Saved by the Bell.
Good call there. Didn't the principal talk to you about that?
I am with Tater here. That's a good point. Fuck them.
I didn't listen to their bullshit. What'd they say?
I don't know. Wow, that is terrible.
He doesn't know, but he totally knows up? They were talking shit, though.
Oh, yeah, it's on. I tried to put it in the chat. It didn't work.
No, it didn't go in the chat. Nah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It is bad.
It's bad.
So bad the chat said it wasn't going to display it.
Yeah. Decided not to.
Yeah.
Let's see if it works. Let's see if it works again. I'm going to try it one more time. There it is. Very mysterious, mysterious boobies. Hey! Oh, I didn't. Look at it. Got some cleavage going on there.
And the sad thing is, I can't ban you because it's the same IP.
Got some extra cleavage. I'm old Greg. Anybody remember that?
What?
Yeah.
You remember old Greg?
Old Greg?
You remember the skit? It's like a BBC skit. It's called Old Greg. A fishing, like a guy, like a half man, half fish. I'm old Greg. You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe? You ever go to a nightclub with a wee on every... Oh, wait, why they wee on each other?
I don't think... JJ, have you ever watched BBC?
It was on BBC 3, so if you didn't see it... I
watched
ago.
Spaced.
But
it's about the only thing I've watched on BBC.
A friend of mine brought it back up. I hadn't watched it in years. It was a little ridiculous, but watch it again. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to see that picture again, you motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm old Greg. I got a mangina.
I'm going to
you. Take a look at my nether regions. Nether region mix up.
Yeah.
I call this one old Greg. You know what I call this one?
No, what do you call that one?
I'm waiting.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Call this one Bailey's. Call this one Bailey's. A bit bigger. This one's as close to Bailey's as you can get without getting wet. I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg. Let's find the old Greg.
I'll just put the link in chat, and you don't have to... I find myself, like, raising the tone of my own voice when you do that.
To
like,
catch it?
No, not to catch it. It's like... While you have the effect going on,
it's like internally you are trying to process it that it's coming out like that.
And then if you were to turn it off real quick on me,
and I'd be like, oh shit, you know.
I was trying to do what you said.
You were trying, but I'm sitting there watching you do it. And I'm going to be old Greg. And I mean, it's just
weird like that. Yeah, I just keep going and going, and that's mistake number 43. Let's find old Greg here. There's old Greg.
See, I thought
Rich,
about...
Rich, you're off.
I thought about putting putting that microphone as that.
What?
Like just an effects microphone.
Oh, just an effects microphone?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
For anybody who cares, that's the old Greg video when you got a free 10 minutes.
I don't have a free 10 minutes.
No, I'm not saying play it now. Cause it's...
All right, here's my question.
It doesn't make sense if you're not watching the video. So.
Right. Should we just do a three-hour show? Or should we throw out at 2?
Why?
Ooh.
Well, that's it's. I mean, we're technically still a two-hour show right now.
Why are you making this a big deal, you untactful
bastard?
Because
I have to know in 10 minutes.
So we just keep going. We go to break and we keep going. We got more to go.
I get that, but what I'm
saying... I'm rolling, man. I'm rolling.
I get that, but what I'm saying is...
I'd say throw out, put out a two-hour show like we normally do, but...
Oh,
motherfuckers,
yeah, well,
no, it's going to 3 hours. We're going to Wednesday night, bitches.
Next couple of weeks.
We put out a two-hour show, yeah.
Are we going to Wednesday night this week or not?
I don't know.
Not confirmed.
Well, we need to know in the next 10 minutes, so let's podcast.
I really
damn.
Yeah.
That was what I said the other day. I wanted
to
know.
I don't know.
This week, we are not.
Probably I thought not. You were the answer guy when it came to communicating
exactly.
with MLR, JJ. The,
exactly. If people talk to me and new to talk to me, don't you fucking mute me.
All they told me
fucking cock.
Was that it's going to be in the next few weeks or week.
You cock sucker.
I have too much power, don't I?
You didn't need to mute me. I'm old, Greg.
Okay, now y'all can talk.
All right. Anyway, no, probably not this week. We're doing Thursday since we didn't have...
I'm pretty sure.
...the go-ahead to announce it now.
I mean, I might be on the red then, so I don't know. We'll see.
Let's
see. Let me tell you what. The red this week. Tune in live.
The question is, who is here listening to us also listens to the red? And who does not?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be...
We'll do a throw out.
We'll be officially 3 hours.
Right. Just trying to get logistics. But,
logistics.
Isn't there a button I can hit to load something up on my computer without it coming through?
No.
Not with... I mean, with you talk about sound?
Yeah.
You got to mute it.
Like, you can mute your...
You'd have to mute whatever it is.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. You're on a board now.
You got extra stuff to do.
Yeah, look, I know OBSV does. Red Sox listens. There's a couple of people.
This is very handy.
Yeah? Is that going to be a staple?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, it's handy to have sitting here.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to get out.
It's not exactly handy to carry around. That and I
it's
gotta,
also more suspicious.
That and I got to empty the ice bucket every time.
Yeah. Then you have to buy ice.
Fuck buying ice. We got an ice maker.
Right.
We live large in the suburbs.
Right.
We live in large with the ice maker.
Nigga, I ain't got an ice maker.
I know. That's
I got
why,
trays.
Yeah, that's why you're in a trailer park. We live in large in the suburbs.
Shit.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I wouldn't want to
have any of the ice cubes from the water in this fucking place. No, I will not drink the water in this place.
Thing.
Really?
No.
Bad.
Do not drink.
So what
the water
do you do
here.
For ice? You buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you buy your ice.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sucker.
Sometimes she just pulls it out the cooler and brings it home.
Well, I mean, you drink out of cans mostly, anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a really cold, like you got a can or a bottle or something. And it's warm, and you just want it cold real quick, take a wet paper towel and just wrap it around it, put it in the freezer. It'll be ice cold in like 10 minutes. Little tip for you.
Little life hack.
Little tip for you.
A judge
tip. The more you know.
That's right.
And that's how we're going to fucking end the podcast. Whoa.
Obie's V says Red 360 should do a Different Strokes Fact of Life crossover show.
fact of lives.
Yeah, fact of life.
Singular fact.
I was going to style
several
quickly.
Lives.
Jesus Christ, you're a Nazi.
Singular fact.
You're a fucking Nazi. You are. You fucking Nazi.
Says the man who cuts the board if you say something he doesn't like.
I like
face.
It wasn't anything that I didn't want like. It was just you guys were all talking. I needed to get my point across. So I went.
I liked that liner.
That's not something a fifth mic would do.
I wasn't fifth mic then. I switched back.
You know what you are? You're what a man with no tact and singular facts.
No, I'm the whipping.
Put that phrase on that picture of JJ shirtless now.
No tact, singular fact. Go.
You guys are cunts. You know that? each and every one of you. You're all cunts. You smell like fish because you're a cunt.
I didn't eat no fish.
Thanks for downloading, folks.
Can't do anymore.
I never eat fish. I don't like fish.
We got five more minutes.
Fish is disgusting. Fish is practically a vegetable.
Speaking of vegetable fish, I bet paraplegic women are like, their vagina smells interesting.
How is that, speaking of fish, a vegetable fish?
Speaking of fish, paraplegic bitches.
Speaking of vegetable fish, paraplegic women smell weird.
He's the king of
their
weird.
Their vaginas. That's how it's vegetable fish.
Because they're
we know what you've been doing this week.
It's because they're paraplegic. They can't exactly reach down there and wash.
Warsh.
Warsh.
Okay.
Warsh.
Yeah.
You said vegetable fish. I thought paraplegic pussy.
Get your mind out of the gutter, son.
You know, now that it boomeranged around the room, I kind of get where you went with that now.
I mean, I understand.
Like, I could only imagine what Terry Schiavo really did smell like. I mean, you always saw her in those videos going, ning,
what's
ning.
What's a vegetable fish? The opposite of Jody Arias' pussy? We got vegetable fish, and we got beef fish.
Beef curtains.
Beefy fish. Beefy fish. Like salmon. Versus flounder.
I thought you didn't like fish.
I don't.
So how do you know so much about it?
I didn't say I never tasted it. I try things. I've tried salmon.
Do you?
I know I don't like it. I've tried flounder. I know I don't like it.
Do you try things?
I try things.
All things?
Not all things. I try some things.
He tried penis. He knows he doesn't like it.
When it comes to food, I'll try it. If I've never had it, I'll try it.
What about what's that?
A bull cock.
Yeah.
Like
a bull penis.
Bull penis?
I
don't know.
Would you eat a dick?
No. Probably not.
No?
Probably not. I did have an opportunity to eat mountain oysters once.
Yeah?
And I declined.
You couldn't figure out how oysters got on the mountain?
No, I knew what they were.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know what they are. Mountain oysters, bull nuts. I knew what they were, and I think that's what stopped me.
You're amazing, sir. Radio judge, if you want to see that picture of fatness that Rich just fucking photoshopped into there already, it's already happening, cocksucker. Radio Judge on Twitter. No Doors for You on Twitters. Akadog.
Akka.
JJ Stoner. Follow us there.
Akka.
tinyurl.com/360on420 merch. Go buy you a sippy cup, a dead baby hat. Go get all kinds of nice kissified things.
Just do what you want to do.
Yeah. I imagine that's going to be a shirt now.
Who's
this
that?
Is awesome.
Who is that?
Who that?
Who's that?
Who that? I like her. Who that?
Who is that?
Who that?
Who is it?
But go to morelikeradio.org. Check out all the nice new podcasts. They download a lot faster now on the new RSS feed. Thanks to Brainstew Hammy. We're all hooking that up. Brain Stew Radio, Friday nights at 8 o'clock with the stiff competition now. So they're going to be stepping their game up.
Very stiff. Yeah, if stiff. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Very stiff.
Yeah, like dead.
Yeah.
Like dead
yeah.
twat.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it?
Whose is that? Who this bitch?
Who is it?
Who this bitch? Well, if you're listening live, we'll obviously be back after a short break.
Obviously.
If you're listening on the podcast, thanks for checking us out. Follow us on Twitter. Buy our shit. And support More Like Radio. Dead babies, bitch.
Dead babies.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And of course, if anybody does want to Skype in...
Oh, you're about to get a Skype call. What is the first thing we did in the show? We turned Skype into a verb. Which
yeah.
I think is breaking new ground, personally. But that's just me.